Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Does his choice of a first date location or idea say something about his character? I'm sure think so.
Yeah, the first date where somebody takes you, I feel like it says a lot about them as a person. It's going to tell you what they like to do. It's going to tell you, I think, a lot about their dating experience, because I think like the less first dates that you've been on, specifically from dating apps, like a lot of guys feel like they need to bring out all the stops. Like, oh, I want to take this girl out to dinner and then we'll do a movie after. And like, no. Like when you've done this 15, 20 times, like we need to see each other, lock eyes, exchange two sentences, and we're both going to know whether or not this is going somewhere.
Stick and move, man. Stick and move.
Stick and move. I'm like, I call them vibe checks. Like, I wish I could just put in my profile, yes, like, let's just have a vibe check. And so many guys push back on that where they're like, no. I'm like, no.
That's fire.
I am so on board. I suggested this a decade ago.
You did.
That if we were mature enough, which we certainly are not, that every half an hour we would say, like, okay, how is this going? Do we want to do another half an hour? And then you'd have to be honest with each other. And if someone says, you know what, I'm just not feeling it, you go your separate ways. No offense, no harm, no foul. But come on, human nature would be too hurt.
No, you actually came up with an app for that. You said you wanted like there to be an app where both the people on the date signed up for it. And then without even, if you didn't want to have that uncomfortable conversation, even though it would still be uncomfortable because you're sitting at the table across from each other, the app would check in with you guys, do check-ins and be like, do you still want to continue this date? Yes or no. And then you could like click yes or no, and then the other person would get the notification, and then boom, done.
It could be organized ghosting. You both go outside, you check the app, one goes away, man.
What happened to the classic, oh, my roommate needs help? So, you know what I mean? Like that, as somebody who's in the field right now, I don't want to look at an app and at both of us like look at each other and go, so.
But it really becomes about time, like you're saying, right? I don't want to invest all that much time in a first date, and generally, you know, in the first 15 minutes, and I think I'm being kind there, in the first 15 minutes, if this is going to work or not. So having a half an hour vibe check, as you call it, I would love it.
I would love it too.
Honestly, 10 minutes. Just run by my work. Let's just have a little chat and we'll decide if we're going somewhere or not.
I think you should have to at least tell the person that it's not working for you though. If they just look at their phone, get up and walk away, I'd feel away.
I couldn't do it.
A little different.
You would get a notification would wild. Pop up on your phone and be like, sorry.
She's not coming.
I'm just not that into you.
She's calling her friends in the bathroom right now. Her Uber's on the way. So that's why I'm kind of really getting sick of dating apps, because you're putting in all this effort and money for makeup and doing your hair for a guy that within 5 minutes, you're probably going to be like, meh. So when you suggest a date that I think already kind of shows me some red flags, it's going to make me want to cancel. Like I'm so burnt out. Like I'm ready to cancel at any inconvenience. So last week I was blowing up the dating apps because despite the fact that I hate the apps, I'm so sick of the single thing. Like I'm done. Like let's wrap this up. Like let's bring him in. I don't know where he at. I'm ready for this to be done.
I feel like next chapter, please.
Next chapter, please. I feel like single people go through this all the time where it's just kind of like, I love being single. I'm going to die alone. This is great. I love going on trips by myself. Where is he? And right now I'm in this valley of like, I just am ready for this to be over. It's cuffing season. I'm done. So I'm on the apps. I'm just trying to find some loser to take me out. And I match with this guy. I'm like, he looks cool. And, you know, like maybe if I saw him in the wild, I'd be interested. Maybe. But, you know, he's nice. And yeah, I really liked his opening line. He asked me what my Uber rating was. It's kind of funny. So now we're talking about that. And I informed him that I'm actually a Lyft user because of the Sky Miles.
Boom.
And he was like, wow, that's such a great tip. I'm like, I know. You're already getting more out of this relationship than I am. So he then says, I had to like push him to ask me out because I was, I'm done. Like I'm sick of the pen pal situation. I was like, do you just want to go out? And he goes, well, like you might be a serial killer. I'm like, no, buddy, that's the question I'm supposed to ask you. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a cute 5'3" mm-hmm. like woman who fights like a hamster. You're 6'3". You played soccer in college. Like I'm the one who should be afraid.
I'm loving this banter already.
Yeah, it's
though.
Very cutesy mm-hmm. little banter going.
It actually was going really well. So I was like, okay, I'm ready for this date to happen. So he finally asked me out. And then he presents the date idea and I immediately go, I don't want to do that. So this was last week and he said, are you free on Monday? And typically Mondays are what I consider my busy day. That's the day that I have to edit my podcast and do voiceover stuff. And we have a meeting on Monday. So it's just kind of the day that I know, like, don't bother me. Like Mondays mm-hmm. are going to be a lot. But I'm like, you know what? This whole conversation was pretty good. I'm kind of interested. So I'll go out. And then he goes, so what part of town do you live in? And I tell him the neighborhood I live in. And he goes, okay, perfect. So I can't even say it with a straight face. Okay. So
what is this?
So it's so absurd now that I say it out loud. Because before this break started, I was like, man, I'm such an a-hole for wanting to cancel on this guy. So he asked me what part of town I live in. And then he goes, perfect. Let's meet around 8 p.m. Monday night football's on and we can go to this sports bar and watch Monday night football.
Does he know what you do for a living?
I don't hate it.
I mean, it's not shut up.
And the Chiefs were playing.
Yes.
So you should have been invested. Travis yes. Kelce, Mr. Taylor Swift.
That is the only reason I said yes, because the Bucks were playing and my brother's a big Bucks mm-hmm. fan and the Chiefs are playing. But here's the thing. I also, again, I'm a very easy Google search and an 8 p.m. date. Like I'm in bed by then. Mm-hmm. Like I'm knocked out.
Yeah. Right,
so it wasn't the date. It was the lack of like knowing what you do and putting together that. That's not going to work.
It was a date for me, honestly. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be up late all this week anyway.
Okay. Did you ever express at any point in time that you like football?
No.
Okay, so that's a date for him. That's not a date for her.
That's right. How I feel. And okay. so
that's I'm going to watch the game. Do you want to come with me?
Yeah,
that's different.
And that's literally what he said. He's like, at the very least, if we hate each other, we at least get to watch some football. I'm like, who's we? We?
Yeah.
Who is we?
Right.
So I say yes, because that's like the woman thing to do is to just placate other people's feelings and intentions. And I'm just kind of like, yeah, that sounds great. I love football. Go sports. And I'm kind of sitting on it for a couple of days. And I'm thinking about how busy my Monday's getting. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about everything else I have to do this week. And I'm like, I don't like this guy that much. I mean, like, he's cute, but like, you know, I could probably do a little better. Mm. And then also on top of that, he asked me to go do what he wants to do on Monday, which is go watch football. And I don't really want to do that on my busy day. Maybe on like a Thursday. And so I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm going to cancel on this dude. So Monday comes around. I get a little ping from Hinge. He canceled on me first.
Oh!
And I said, wait, no! You can't. I was going to cancel.
You can't quit me.
What was his excuse?
He said, so I have to work late tonight. And I'm like, what are you, Sabrina Carpenter? You a singer? And I'm sitting there like, honestly, I'm relieved. Because then I was like, oh, perfect. I don't have to look like an a-hole now.
Yeah.
So he's like, let's get a rain check. Which I know what that means is we ain't ever going
out. Not
going to
happen.
We ain't going out.
This goes back to the old cliche, like, if it's not an F yes, it's a no. And if you didn't initially weren't really excited about the date, you should have said no right off the bat, maybe.
I don't know. I should have, but, you know, I'm weak.
In case you know it.
Yeah.
It's the Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Burt Show.
It is probably the DM on Instagram that I get more than any other subject. And that is, what's going on with your ex-wife and Joe?
Dude, the DMs are coming from inside the house. Because I see you in studio. I'm like, what's going on?
That's true, right? So if you're new around here, about 6 months ago, I did this segment called Date My Ex-Wife. My ex-wife, Stacey, is in studio with Joe right now. Hi, Stace.
Good morning.
And as I said then, and I'll say now, is that we are at a part in our relationship now. Things are so good, so great. And as a person that shares kids with Stacey, I want her to do well, right? So she had expressed to me one time that she was really frustrated with the online dating game. So I said, hey, if you want to give it a whirl, why don't you come on the radio and we'll try to find you a date? So we kind of both laughed about it, but she went for it. She'd been here, done this. She'd been with me for 20 years. It was with me for 20 years. So she's like, all right, at this point, I'll give anything a try. So she comes on and we start looking for dudes. And the one dude that stood out more than any other was Joe. And here we are 6 months later. They are side by side. You can't break them apart, and things are going great. We just got done hanging out with each other at our son's soccer game for an hour and a half the other day, and the chemistry is off the charts.
So cool.
That smile says it all.
Oh my God. I mean, he's everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just amazing. Like every day, first thing I do when I wake up is I thank God. And I pray right away. And my second one is, thank you, God, I love you. And then thank you for Joe.
Aww.
It literally is the second thing I say every morning because it's everything I prayed for. It's everything I asked for. And it's just falling into place that way. And I mean, it's not perfect. There's things that we, you know, don't necessarily align on or things that old wounds, mm-hmm. you know, this is the big thing I've been discovering mm-hmm. is that you can do all this personal growth work you want. You can just deep get inside yourself and heal yourself and do all this stuff. Well, forget it. You don't know anything until you are in partnership. That's when the test comes, when you really see how well you've done and if you really are healed or not. And I ain't healed.
So do we ever truly get like 100% healed?
I don't think so. Yeah.
We're always a work in progress.
Yeah, I agree. But I think there's degrees of it.
Yep.
And I thought I was a little bit further along than I might have been until I started doing this. But it's awesome because every time you bump up against it, the great thing is when you have a partner that's in the same place and wants the same things mm-hmm. and they want to grow too, then you talk immediately about whatever it is and you work through it and you let go and you move on. And I get to heal at like such a higher level. And it's just really, it's been amazing.
You're on the same page as far as that? Because you went through a divorce also.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's so easy because I just get to be me. And with Stacey, it just comes so naturally. And when we do bump up against things, again, just going back to our values and who we are and communicating and just seeing life together, it's so amazing.
Joe, I do want to mention something that I don't think we've ever mentioned before, but because you and Stacey, like, you know, obviously you signed up for, you know, Who Wants to Date My Ex-Wife, your cousin, like, encouraged you to do it, and all this happens, and you've come in studio, you know, multiple times now, and I just want to, like, commend you and say how cool that, like, you know, you put ego aside and you know what kind of relationship Stacey and Burt has and that you're, I mean, really think about it. You're her new partner and you're totally cool coming into the Burt Show with Stacey's ex-husband and coming on the air with us and sharing this. I just think that's a testament to the kind of dude you are. And I think that's really cool of you.
Well, I got to tell you, we were at the soccer game and we saw Bert coming up, and I'm like, "Well, move over. We got to get Bert right here." So
he's like, "Get up, Stacey."
And we had the guy next to us. We like, "Can you move down a little bit?"
Stacey's trying to elbow me out. Yeah. So I was like, "Come on in." No, we spent a lot of time with each other, and there was one thing that was bothersome to me while we were sitting down. You said one thing that really kind of bothered me.
Oh no!
You said that Joe was really funny. I didn't like that.
Oh my god, it's so funny that you're bringing this up, because when I said it, I almost pulled it back. I was like, oh, he's going to get all insecure.
Well, you're not alone, Bert. You're not alone, because actually one of Stacy's friends was there, and
with her new guy.
Her new boyfriend. Yeah. And so Stacy said, "Wow, Scott's really funny. He's as funny as you, Joe." And I thought,
wait a minute.
Get over yourself.
It's the only thing I had. And Joe's taking it away.
No, I'm complimenting, Bert.
No, man, I really enjoyed hanging out with you. In fact, at one point, Stacy broke away to talk to one of her friends, and it was just Joe and I talking like we had known each other for years. He's telling me about his job and going to Japan, and I'm just like, as your ex-partner and the father of your kids, I'm like, I took so much comfort in hanging out with you just knowing that she's in such great hands.
No, wow. I feel the same way about Amanda. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful that you moved on. Mm-hmm. I wasn't super happy about
Okay.
Well, because I couldn't see a future. I couldn't see a future with all of us. Right. And so now I see, like, I could see all of us on Christmas Day together. Uh-huh. I could see all of us going on vacation together. Like, even Joe bringing Tony, too. Like, I could see all of us going.
Rolling with the punches here.
That's your son, I guess.
Yes. Tony. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean,
yeah. It does seem
fairly wonderful when you feel that you are, when you're in divorced and your partner is with someone that you really like.
Yes.
Like, that's just such a, oh my, it's a game changer.
And it was seamless. In fact, we've already had that experience when we ran into each other at a restaurant together, and all four of us sat down and we're all just hanging out. And you could tell at that time, it was just like, the timing of all of this is just so strange for both you and I, that you found the right person at the right time and I found the right person at the right time, and all four of us are going to end up getting along. It's just, it's mind-blowing, man.
It's not strange to me.
Yeah?
I just believe it was to be. I believe that it was created for us. I mean, I really do. Like, there's just no, you can't, there's no coincidence. You can't make this up.
Mm-hmm. But that's I think that's also a testament to the work that everybody has done, like the personal mm-hmm. work that everybody has done, that you guys are in a place now. Like, you can't, it's not, I wouldn't even just say it's luck or it's the universe. Like, no, y'all worked hard for this.
Yep.
And you, and so the fact that you worked hard for this, you deserve to have this.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
You really do.
Yeah. It's cool, because a lot of times it's hard to receive stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so that's when you can say, I do deserve this, because I did work for it, and now I'm going to receive it.
As you and I were talking, Joe, I did feel there was one part of the conversation where I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't even bring stuff like that up. We were talking about our honeymoon in Greece, I think, and I brought it up to you, and I'm like, I wonder if that's strange to even bring up in conversation here, as the whole dynamic is kind of funky anyway.
I didn't feel that at all. Okay. I thought it was actually kind of cool. We were connecting on trips and vacations and, you know, things that we did. And actually, Stacey's has talked to me about your Greece trip, because there's a whole lot of details to your Greece trip.
It didn't end very well for her, just with a broken foot.
And so I thought it was so comfortable, actually, when Stacey walked away to go say hi to Tiffany.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, cool, we get a chance to talk. Hey, I looked at Hayden's book on Tokyo, and I was really intrigued by it, and you know, it just sparked up, you know, conversations about, you know, really common, cool things to kind of connect on. It was just really comfortable and natural. So.
Yeah, I think in a lot of couples and it's so hard even for friends, you know, when you're hanging out with a couple of couples that you want to go on vacation, there's always one in there that you're just not feeling right about. But in a case like this, if you don't like the person that your ex is dating, when they bail, you're like, oh God, now I'm stuck here, right? And I didn't feel like that at all. I'm like, I can't wait to get to know this guy better. You guys are just a great pair, man.
Thank you. Yeah, it's life-changing. I mean, literally, like, my life has changed. It's amazing. I mean, I just feel like I said this yesterday. I'm not going uphill anymore. I'm going downhill now. Mm. Yeah. Got to the top, and now I'm just getting to enjoy it.
There's a level of maturity here that one like me can only admire.
I love it. You don't know you have that kind of maturity until you're in it, Mo. I got to be honest with you, because I didn't think it was possible either. Well, I get so many people asking me about you guys, so it's you guys had to come in and give an update, and I think it's as good as everybody thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's moving along, and you know, we'll see where it goes, but everything is just so aligned, and his family loves me, my family loves his loves him. He's bringing his family to are we allowed to talk about that? Okay. Because he gave me a couple of things that he didn't want to talk about. Okay. Which I thought was really freaking cool.
Yes.
Like, he said, okay, here's a few things we don't need to share. And I was like, oh my God, I love this. He's thinking about it. Yeah. Like, that's super cool.
Very different than what you're used to. It's like, we're sharing everything, Stace.
Yes. So, yeah, they're going to come over for Thanksgiving to Hilton Head.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Be with my whole family.
I love
that's
that.
That's fantastic,
yeah.
Man.
Well, yeah, it's super fantastic. Exciting.
All right, people needed the update and you gave it to them. It's as good as we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
All right,
Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's the Burke.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
If you have been in Atlanta for any period of time, you have seen this city grow in so many different ways, maybe backwards in some. But I have said this for years now that if you don't go to, like, let's say Lil Five or Buckhead for 6 months, when you finally get back there, you're like, how did these buildings go up so fast? The whole city is changing in so many different ways. And our intern, DeAndre, I think, saw that on MARTA the other day.
Yeah, so I pride myself on being like a huge Atlantean. Like, I'm in the parameters. I'm not from College Park. I'm not from Johns Creek. No, I'm from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference, people. So this past weekend, I went down to Lenox, did a little shopping.
Hold on a second. Are you saying that you're more of an Atlantan because you live inside the perimeter?
Yes, it's a difference. I go to school. I'm from Atlanta. Okay, exactly where? Woodstock?
That's not it.
I'm not mad at him.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of people who claim Atlanta, but technically, like, I mean, you're in the vicinity, but to say I'm from Atlanta... No, you're not from Atlanta. You're from Woodstock.
Well, don't you usually say, like, I'm from Atlanta to somebody that's not from here? Because you'll say Woodstock and they'll go, well, where's that? And you'll go Atlanta anyway.
Outside Atlanta.
Right.
You're just skipping OTP. A line.
Yeah.
It's part of the Atlanta metropolitan area.
Okay, but he's got this inside the perimeter. Yeah, he's got this elitist inside the perimeter attitude, right? Okay.
So I'm down at Lenox, you know, all the end of your sales. So me and my friend, who's from Suwannee. So we're going on the Lenox and whatnot. So I was like, let's drive MARTA. You know, MARTA's part of my childhood. I grew up riding MARTA, go to school and whatnot.
MARTA is SMARTA.
Hey.
Is it?
Right, with respect.
Okay.
So we're on, and I'm going, I'm like, okay, I'm paying my $250. Now they changed it, so now where you can use the app.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, the app is trash. The app is trash.
The app is a little iffy. It's just, it works, but sometimes it doesn't.
It doesn't work.
Like, little update.
His gate open. I'm still waiting. What about me?
Yeah.
So it's not scanning properly?
It's not scanning properly because the Breeze cars are phased out. So we go in and we are at Lenox Station. So we're trying to go to 5 points down to Centennial Park. So we're going through and I'm like, this don't look like what I'm used to. This ain't nice. So 5 points, I'm like, so I'm telling him, I said, 5 points, this is it. This is the hub. You can go anywhere in Atlanta from 5 points. I get there, it's like crickets. I'm like, what has happened to MARTA? I know COVID took a hit, but like...
There's like nobody on it?
There's like, one, there's no buses running. The homeless people are rampant. Like, worse than normal. And the smell, the MARTA smell is like... You gotta love it. You gotta love it.
Let's try to put this together, what that smell is. It's a combination, of 30 feet weed, maybe some alcohol in there from like a festival that hasn't been cleaned properly, 1970s carpet, maybe.
Cheap cologne, you know. As always, Willie Fred selling what he got. Hey, Jesus for sale. Jesus, homeboy, I got... No, buddy, I don't want that. So then we're going down the escalator, and it's this reek of a smell. I said, it looks like an elevator, but no, that's just the urinal. That's just the local urinal. It's reeked of urine. And he was like, DeAndre, this is what you drove on? I said, hey, disclaimer, it wasn't like this when I was younger. At least I don't remember it like this. But what took me out is I see two people riding, rolling, can I say a blunt?
A blunt. On the MARTA.
On the MARTA.
On the MARTA.
Just like that.
Well, I mean, it is kind of a brilliant place. You're not going to have a cop on most of those MARTA cars, right?
You're safe.
But what took me back was, you know, I got to use the bathroom, and I'm very selective on where I use the bathroom. I will stand anywhere, but we're not sitting down and everywhere. So, I go in, I went in, put my head in, went right back out, because people, you know, were having fun activities with their nasals.
Very
fun sway. On the MARTA.
Just like lining it up on a mirror.
Hey.
How vintage of them.
How very 1984.
Old school.
Right. What?
Yeah. MARTA is very... It's something. It's not what I'm used to, and I feel I look really bad as an Atlantean. I took him up here. I'm like, yeah, MARTA, this is us, you know. But no, I'll stick to Uber and Lyft.
But most mass public transportation, I mean, you can say some pretty unsavory things about like the New York subway system.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm so New York that when y'all come in here and speak to the MARTA, like that just sounds like a Tuesday in New York City. Yeah, it's normal.
You're not gonna get like a Disney monorail experience. Like that's just not gonna happen on public transportation.
You're riding monorail red to Midtown.
No, you're getting 5 points.
Oh, dude, there's no understanding any of the stops. It's like...
But what tells me...
You're trying to look at the size.
Right, you look at the map and like...
Is this the art center? I can't take
like a tourist.
But our train conductor, the first one, we had the non-audible. But we said, oh no, this train conductor, she's speaking, welcome to art center. Please exit to the left, place of travel. I said, either she's new... Or they haven't broken her in yet, because I can understand you.
Right?
I should understand you.
New for sure.
She's new. So she got to get broken in a little bit more. But MARTA, it's something. It's something.
I'm not really sure also, like, in this area, why they're so reluctant to not legalize cannabis. Because anywhere you go now, inside the perimeter mostly, it just reeks of weed. Even though it's illegal. I mean, it's like cops are like, we got so many other things to worry about in this city. Like, do whatever you want. But the lines on MARTA, that surprised me. They're breaking up the mirror and just like, that shocked me.
My urine went back up. I said, no, I can wait. I can wait.
In that bathroom, too, of all places to do it, right? Yeah, you down bad.
Like, there's janitors. I'm like, what are y'all doing, though? Because y'all, I see you with a broom. But the broom looked 20 years old.
Yeah, they just walk with the broom. just for the look.
However, for the Atlanta United game this past weekend, we always take MARTA for like major events. Like if we're going down to Mercedes-Benz Stadium for anything or going down to State Farm Arena, we park at the Lenox Station and we take MARTA down. Mm-hmm. Like that's just, it just makes so much more sense. And when Bart was driving over to your, or taking a lift to your house, so you guys could take a lift down to the Atlanta United game, he looked at me and he goes, this is so stupid. We're going to be in the car for like forever.
And we were. We started walking a mile and a half. After the game, it was me, Amanda, and it was Bart. And we were getting an Uber and he's like, I'm going to split off here. I'm going to take MARTA. And Amanda and I both said to him, Really?
Yes.
Why would you do that?
Huh? That's still running, huh?
It just makes so much more sense. And even as somebody like myself who is directionally challenged, massive directionally challenged, if you get on MARTA for any kind of event, just follow the people in the jerseys and they will lead you there and they will lead you back. Yes. And that's always what I've done. Like, they're my little breadcrumbs. I don't need breadcrumbs. I got people in jerseys telling me just where I need to go.
So any future endorsement for MARTA just went out the
window. I'll endorse it.
Because you're the only one taking it.
Apparently.
It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.
Working on just about my whole life has fixed itself. And I'm not really sure what to make of it and what you guys can learn from it. But as long as you've been listening, and if you're new around here, I have been very honest in saying that I've been a binge drinker my entire life. Not an alcoholic, I wouldn't consider myself. In fact, I've gone to AA meetings to, like, just question people, like, hey, here's my situation. You think I got a real problem? And they all came back after going around in the circle and telling me what alcoholism really looks like. By the time it got back to me, they all pretty much said, you're not an alcoholic. You just got a real discipline problem, bro. And they were right. But I've always struggled with it. You know, when I started drinking in high school, it wasn't social. It was to get buzzed. I didn't care about taste back then. I don't care about taste now, right? It was really all about the feeling of being buzzed. And I started drinking that way all the way through college also and after college, and really have kind of struggled with put a governor on my drinking anytime we're out. So one drink turns into two drinks ends up turning into four drinks ends up turning into six drinks. And even at the end of the night, you know, when you have that little voice in your head saying enough's enough, and you have to make decision like, okay, you're going to start drinking water, you're going to go home, or you're going to have another shot, right? The side of saying have another shot and try to take it to the next level was always my default, and it's hurt. It's hurt physically a lot. And the struggle for me of kind of beating myself up that this is the one part of my life that I really haven't been able to discipline myself on has sort of played a role in my self-esteem, the way I look at myself, and I just haven't been able to beat it.
Especially because you're such a health nut.
I know, and it makes no sense.
Yeah, and we all know, like, alcohol's not good for you. No. I mean, it can be fun, but it is the opposite of health.
It's really good for the soul.
It really makes no sense. And please don't think that I'm judging you guys that do drink, because I am still drinking.
I'm going to have a glass of wine today.
Yeah. I bet.
Why not the whole bottle?
But something really strange has sort of happened to me over the course of the last couple of months. And I'm not sure where it started. It might have been the idea that I do put so much time and effort into my health. And now as I read more and more and more, I just don't want to put that kind of poison into my body because it just doesn't make any sense. But I don't know where it happened or how it happened. I've just lost my taste for alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people say that it literally something just clicks at some point in time and you almost can't even explain it.
Just like that. Now, I will say this, that I have started to train myself better. My girlfriend does not like to drink. She will casually drink, but she is smart and she'll have like two drinks a night and she drinks super, super slowly. And when we first started going out, I used to give her crap about it. I'm like, are you going to drink with me tonight or not, right? And she'll do two drinks. So I thought, okay, this could be a nice little stepping stone for me. I'll try to keep down with her instead of keep up with her. I'll try to keep down. So as she drinks, when she's done with her drink, I'll be done with my drink. And I'll pace myself that way. So it was painstakingly slow in the very beginning. But I did it. I started drinking only two drinks a night. And again, I'm not saying that I am not drinking anymore, but the feeling now that I get from the buzz of alcohol is not welcoming to me anymore. I'm not enjoying it anymore. In fact, when we were in Kentucky, you remember me saying this at the end of the night?
Yeah.
We were in Kentucky and we were tailgating, and I thought, you know what? I'm in Kentucky, so I'll just start tailgating with bourbon because we're going to be drinking all day. Like, that's a stupid decision.
Yeah, you started the brown liquor early.
Yes, it was right off the bat, damn, man. And by the time that we were all at dinner later in the night, I said to Bart, I think I said to you too, as I was drinking the bourbon, I'm like, oh my God, I don't like bourbon anymore.
Yeah.
It took today.
You literally took a sip and said, this does not taste good.
I was literally like gagging on it, but I'm not exactly sure what advice to give because every time I talk about this, my DMs are flooded with people asking me about the book that I read, This Naked Mind, which I really, really recommend if you're teetering back and forth and you're trying. I've said this before that it takes away every excuse you have ever had about alcohol and it takes it right out the window so you can't even use it. So now you're making a decision like, okay, now I'm just lying to myself, so let's keep drinking. So that wasn't really it. Maybe it had something to do with it. Maybe it is the fact that I slowed down with Amanda, or it's just the fact that I'm older now and the hangovers last. It's a warning sign when I'm drinking also. Like, the hangovers, they're just not worth it, man.
Because you're literally out of commission for not like one whole day, but two whole days.
Yes.
And so you've literally wasted 3 days because of alcohol. And so all the stuff you wanted to get done, you don't. And then it piles up and life just becomes one giant stress ball.
And you know who doesn't care that you're hungover?
Kids.
The kids. Yeah, the world. The world and your kids. So I wish I could say something like, hey, follow my lead on this thing, but I can't. I just seem to have lost the taste for it.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah,
well, there
it's a
you
good go. Thing. Right. It's a very good thing. I feel a whole hell of a bunch better. I've lost weight, which I wasn't trying to do either. I've lost weight. I feel healthier. Waking up on Saturday and Sunday mornings and not being slow and going to the gym, it's fantastic. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
I hope to join you one day.
I wish I could give you some advice. You're going to wake up one morning, it's going to be hungover, and you're going to go, okay, I'm going to start thinking about it.
I believe it.
All right.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.